Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, everybody. This is Professor Gary Lee with the AMAA Masters and Pioneers Radio Show. And tonight I have a treat for you. If you're listening in, or I'm just excited. I've got 5 decades of women's sport karate on the air, along with some special male guests. And I'm going to introduce them one-on-one, and then we'll bring them on, and then we're going to ask some questions, and then we'll have kind of like a free-for-all. First of all, Chris, is George Mitch you there?
Yes, I am.
I need you, George, because I'm going to go crazy tonight, but I need you, buddy, okay? Mr. Minshew, everybody, this is George Minshew. He's a super producer and been my coach for almost 30 years, and he's a lucky husband of Chris Minshew, which is one of my special guests tonight. But George kind of taught me the whole business behind the microphone, so I'm going to need his input here tonight. And the other person I need is, I need two others. A.J. Perry, are you there, sir?
I am here. I am here,
A.J.
sir.
Perry from Cleveland,
yes,
Ohio,
sir.
My assistant co-host for all these different months. I appreciate you so much. We got a heck of a show tonight with all these women. And then, of course, my permanent co-host, he's doing movies right now. But, Dean, are you there? He's doing stunt work, I guess. Well, A.J., you what to do? You got
yes,
to
I'm play. Here. Sorry. Across the room, yeah, I'm doing stunt fighting. Yeah, I was across the room. Sorry, I had it on mute so you wouldn't hear me. So, yeah, but I'm with you.
I was just introducing you, buddy. But I'm gonna start with some women here. So, listen to these incredible women
I've
got on the
Gary?
Show. Who?
What about Butch?
Oh, I forgot about Butch. I was gonna say my last.
What about Israel?
Well, I'll call for Ishmael. I'm going to call him right now. Ish, are you there?
Ishmael's here.
Hey, Mr. Robles, are you there, sir? Can I hear you?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Ladies and gentlemen, I was going to say to these two guys from the last, so I'll go ahead and do it. I've got world champion Butch Tokusawa and world champion Ishmael Robles. Now, if you don't know who they are, let me start with Mr. Robles. Mr. Robles is a 10th-degree black belt, teaches in Galveston, Texas, and he's one of the pioneers and legends of the martial arts, a legitimate world champion in full-contact karate, and he was kind of like a chaperone for one of the great ladies we're going to be talking to tonight. And the other gentleman I have tonight, one of my teammates, the one and only, one of the best Japanese kata performers in the world, and one of the great fighters, Mr. Butch Tokusawa. Hi, Ish. Hi, Butch.
Hello. I'm here. Hello.
Can I just throw in anytime you want? I've got to introduce some ladies. I'm going to start off with Mary Ann Daniel. Mary Ann Daniel is the daughter of the great Ed Daniel. And Mary Ann Daniel grew up in sport karate in the early 60s. And I'm so honored to have her on the show tonight. Mary Ann, hello.
Hello there, Gary. How are you?
I'm so excited to talk to you, and I'm going to ask you some individual questions, and I'm sure the other guys will throw in. Now, the other lady I have from that time era is a great lady. Her name is Mary Powell. You guys know her as Mary Powell, but her name is Mary Powell Baca. Mary, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Aloha, Mary. Thank you for being on the show tonight. And I'm really excited about your input. Okay, did we get Phyllis yet? Did Phyllis call in yet? Okay, Phyllis called me just a few minutes ago. I'm sure she's trying to get in. Okay. I'd like to go next with Miss Vicki Morrow. She's from North Carolina, and she trained with under the great Bill McDonald. And Vicki, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Vicki. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Gary, for a late night for me, but I'm glad to be here.
Cool. Okay. Next in line is the one and only, one of the women that went to Europe and represented the United States, and I'm so proud of her, Christine Bannon Rodriguez. Hi, Christine. Are you there?
I am here, Gary. How are you?
Hi, Christine. I can't wait to get you on the question block. You're such a great champion. I'm so proud of you. Okay. Another great champion I have on the air is the one and only Karen Slatcher. Karen Slatcher. You
Hi,
there?
Gary. I am.
Hey,
I'm here.
This is a panda guy talking to you, honey. How you doing?
Hey. That's cool.
Did we get Malia yet? She call in yet? Malia? Okay, well, Malia and Phyllis, I hope they come in later. Okay. Now I've got some people that I want to introduce. How about Tammy Whalen? Tammy, you're there?
I'm here. How you doing?
Tammy is one of the great champions of the 90s who fought NBL, and she represented California, and she's on the team Full Contact, I believe. Another one of her teammates is on the line, Linda Pugliese. Linda?
Yeah.
Hey, Linda.
Linda, did I say your name right?
Yeah, you did. I am
Linda,
so
did I say
happy.
Your name right?
Yes, you did, sir.
Good. You got a Jap flat butch.
You
got
yeah,
a Jap flat butch.
Yeah, you know
right.
Butch used to be on our team for a short time, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Well, listen, I've got another great, great lady that she was not only my teammate in the first early NBL years, but she used to keep me the hell a lot in all the demos and stuff. And she was a great, great fighter. I'm talking about Miss Chris Minshew. Hi, Chris.
Thank you for all you do for the Sport Karate Museum.
Well, realize what we're doing tonight. We're really making history here tonight, you know. And we missed Darlene McPherson, who is ill tonight. And if you can't get Phyllis and Malia on, they're in spirit. But George and I, we have to talk about somebody that's not here tonight. But called me, and, you know, she's kind of shy, but she wanted to send her love. And I want to say hello from Miss Linda Denley. Hey, George, you used to coach her, didn't you? George.
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know who that was.
Oh, you used to coach her. Well, for people who don't know who Linda Denley was, share with your vision of who Linda is, and then I will. Go ahead.
Well, I had the opportunity, Gary, of not only coaching Linda as a successful black belt, but you know I knew her when she came in, first started in as a teenager, as an orange belt. The first time I saw her fight was as an orange belt in Louisiana, and
right.
her skills were already obvious even to the most casual observer that somebody of her training had already developed so much fighting skill.
Yeah, yes, and I missed her tonight, but she called me and told me that she was just, you know, kind of shy and she wanted to send her love to everybody. So I made someone for kind of toward the last because she's very important because she represents, you know, karate right now, this very minute. Her name is Chelsea Clark. Chelsea, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Hey, Chelsea, I'm so proud of you. You worked for Chuck. You worked
hey,
for
Gary.
Chuck now for, what, 17 years?
Gary.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
There's a couple of ladies I don't think you've introduced yet.
Okay. Well, put me in my place. Who did I forget?
Hey, Gary.
Well, tell me who I forgot. Put me in my place. Tell me.
Karen Eden.
I didn't figure it out, Karen. Go ahead. Who else?
Karen Shepard.
That's it.
Well, I didn't get Karen on the phone, but I was saying Karen for the last two, AJ, but thank you for putting me in my place. I love you, man. Okay, let me finish with Chelsea first, please. Chelsea, you worked for Chuck for 17 years?
So I worked for Grandmaster Norris for 8 years now, but I grew up in his program, Kickstart Kids, and I've been involved since I was 11, so 17 years now.
That's right. Well, I wanted to say a couple of ladies for the laugh, and one of the ladies, AJ, put me in my place. I love you, AJ. It's someone that's very special. My co-worker who together we've probably built up over 10,000 listeners. And I'm talking about Miss Karen Eden Herman. Hi, Karen. Karen, are you there? AJ.
Yo.
AJ, I thought you said Karen was on the air.
There's a lot of background noise going on. I don't know what's going on.
Well, they need to mute the sound. Okay, AJ, now when you put me in my place, you're complaining, okay?
No, I'm not complaining. I'll put you in your place
you
anyway.
Are. I was waiting for the women to put me in my place, but it had to be another guy. God bless you. Listen, Karen, are you on the air yet? Okay, so we're missing a couple of ladies, but let's start with...
Can everybody mute their phone?
Pardon?
Can everybody mute their phone?
Yeah.
Good,
yeah,
that would be helpful.
Yes, yeah, so you guys can mute your phone, please. Thank you so much. Okay, let's start with Miss Mary Powell and Mary Ann Daniel. Hi, girls.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Phyllis? Hello. I'm trying to speak to Mary Ann Daniel and Mary Powell.
I'm here. This is Mary Powell.
Good. Good. I thought you sounded like Phyllis. You sound like Phyllis.
Oh.
Okay, anyway, where'd Mary Ann go? Mary Ann, are you there?
I'm right here, Gary.
Okay, well, I'm talking to Mary Ann and Mary Powell. Okay.
Nice.
In the early days.
Please.
What was the
mute your phone.
There's AJ, guys. Mute your phone, guys, please. Ladies. Just thank you. Can you mute your phones? AJ's on my case. AJ, are you happy now?
It's sounding a little better.
Okay. Girls, I'm sorry. AJ is that way. He complains about everything. Okay. Okay. Mary Ann and Mary Powell. You guys came up in the early days of sport karate.
Kind of a little.
Okay. One at a time. Tell me.
What?
Let's start with Mary Ann Daniel. What was it like growing up in karate in that time period?
Well, in the 60s, in the late 60s, I think my first tournament was 1968-69. But I'd been around it since I was 8 years old, which would have been 64. And I got to see all the greats fight. But I'll tell you something. The men used to argue right in front of us on who had to judge the women's division. And it was a big joke. And it was very difficult when your heart was in it to have someone react that way. Now, I will be the first one to admit that there was maybe, about a third of the girls back then. Some would forget their T-shirts, and others were looking for either a good time or a husband. I don't know which, but they didn't belong in the ring with the rest of us. And they were soon discouraged. But when there weren't enough of us, if there was just four or five, they might throw us in the junior division or just disband, give us our money back. But there was absolutely no respect at the
Mary,
time.
Mary, you feel the same way, Ms. Powell?
I think Mary Ann's father was my instructor, Ed Daniel, Big Ed. So I think I have a little bit different perspective because she grew up and could hear all the talk and the back talk and the back room talk. But I was pretty protected from that. And I was just told when Ed would say, you know, make you get in the ring and say, you know, punch or kick or whatever he was telling me to do, I did. I was like a robot for him. And my biggest opponents were Linda Denley and Phyllis Evans. I mean, those are the two that I have so many memories. Phyllis knocked my bell one time, and I got amnesia. I actually had amnesia. And she was a nurse at the time, and it was a Texas State Championships. It was in the ring. She, like I said, punched my head really hard, as she frequently did. And I had no memory of the tournament or going or anything. And she was a nurse, so she was attending to me afterwards. I ran off the stage and jumped into Big Ed's arms, and people.
Well, you know, Mary, that was Texas. That was Texas. So I gotta ask. I'm gonna ask. Well, can we wait on?
Wait! I've got something to say on that.
Oh, I'm sorry. See right there. I like it. Put me in my place,
next
Mary.
Week, my mother was at the hairdresser, and
yes,
the
ma'am.
Woman sitting next to her was telling the hairdresser that she saw this karate thing, and when the women were finished, this little girl took off running and jumped on this big man. And my mother turned around and looked at her and said, "That was my husband."
Well, Marianne, God bless
yeah.
you. I'm gonna bounce around America a little bit. Tammy Whalen and Linda Pugliese out of California. Was it as tough in California in the early years when you guys started, like Marianne and Mary Powell talked about?
Yeah, in California. California was tough. California, especially Northern California, some of the best fighters that came out of there. And the women's divisions was just starting to grow.
Yeah.
And actually, Gary, I started my karate in Ohio, so it's a little difference of training
this
there,
is
too.
This is Linda in Ohio.
Right. Linda, this is Linda Pugliese, right?
We're
yeah.
a Marine in Ohio.
The
hey,
Marine.
Actually, I want to say hi to my ex-teammate. Hi, Linda. Miss you.
Hi, Tammy.
Linda Pugliese is a Marine, George. Listen,
Pugliese
is a Marine. Yeah.
Listen,
where did you start?
Sure you have control of this whole thing.
Where did you start your martial arts in Ohio?
I trained under George Anarino in Newark, Ohio, who was affiliated in the Kosutumi Seikan Karate under Don Madden of Motoki Hill.
Oh, Don Madden.
To train. Yes.
Oh, Don Madden's a great guy.
And yes, he is. And I remember going to Chillicothe, Ohio, to train with Toki Hill and a lot of the guys there that they didn't back
up. Toki Hill's
attitude from Toki Hill and those guys. Well, Linda and Tammy, I want to bounce across America to Karen Swatcher on the East Coast, my Yankee friend. Hey, Karen. What about you?
Hi, Karen.
On the East Coast.
Hi.
About these guys. Karen, you Yankees back in the – tell me what you guys do. Were you guys as tough and rough as Texas and California?
Absolutely. Come on now. Yeah, we were tough, but we ran into so much of the same thing in the 80s and the 90s. We would go into tournaments, and there would be no grand champion for women because they're not enough, so why do it? And I remember competing one time, and a gentleman came over and said – I'm supposed to run this ring, but I don't do weapons in my style, and I'm supposed to judge weapons. And I said, are you kidding me? And he was a Shodan. And he said, I'm supposed to run this ring. And I said, you know, that's it. And I went over to the tournament director, and he just looked at me like I was from Mars. I said, don't we deserve the same quality judges that the men get? And he said, what are you saying? And I said, well, let's put it this way. Do you think that my rank is worth less than yours? He said, yes.
Oh, wow.
Now go back.
Well,
I'll
tell you what.
That's
pretty interesting, I can tell. But let's go a little bit lower. Let's go to North Carolina, and let's talk to Miss Vicky Morrow, because I know North Carolina wasn't as tough, was it, Vicky? I know.
What'd you just say, Gary? What'd you say?
I'm making a joke, Vicky. I'm trying to be sarcastic so you guys can jab me a little bit. You know, but we're going to jab some people, okay? Vicky, tell me about what it was like in North Carolina with Bill McDonald. How tough was it with the Seeker boys like Sam Chapman, Joe Corley, and all those guys, Jerry Pittenden? Was it tough? Wait a minute.
Well,
you were the first woman black belt to test under those guys, right?
Well, I tested for Nidan in Atlanta. Karate Illustrator was there, and I have pictures that they took. They did an article on me. I have known Joe Cooley for some time. He and I butted heads prior to that.
Wait a minute. You butted heads with Joe Cooley, the full contact
fighter? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I opened the first commercial dojo in Greenville, North Carolina, with Bill's support and backing. And Joe has been in my dojo. Bill Wallace has been in my dojo. Jeff Smith has been in my dojo.
George. Vicky, listen to me. George, are you there?
I'm here. Gary, have you been in her dojo?
No. Have you?
Well, come on.
I haven't.
We got to
listen
to really good ones.
Vicky, listen to me. George, I had a bunch of emails tonight. One of them said, make sure you ask this question, okay, or tell these women. Okay, you ready, George? I'm good thing they can't hear you. Here we go. Women can't fight. Women are just too pretty to fight. Women can't fight. That's what
I tell you what.
Hey, professor. Hey, they said things even the Wolverine don't say.
I'm having trouble hearing you guys.
Even the Wolverine don't say. Be careful, man. Be careful.
Linda, tell me. Look where I started. Okay. I don't have a clue what
you guys just said, but my address is 1419 Salty Bay Landing, Wilmington, North Carolina. Come on down. Okay?
Yeah, we'll work it out.
Vicky, this is what I said. And the average guy back in the 60s and 70s, besides George Minshew, they probably didn't think you guys could fight, okay? And what would you do if a guy came up to you and, you know, probably tried to show what he knew and tried to push you around or something? How would you handle
it? The same thing I did to the guy that came on my boat when I was a mate. I was a mate on a charter boat in Moorhead City, North Carolina. He was drunk, 5 o'clock in the morning, got on my boat when I had friends with me getting ready to go out, and he started verbally abusing me, and I threw his ass off the boat. And it's not my fault. He couldn't swim.
Well, you answered
my question.
It wasn't
pretty. He lived.
Well,
I
got another email I got to ask. That Mr. Robles, World Champion, Mr. Israel Robles, and golly, by Mary Powell. I got both of you guys. You guys there, please?
Yes.
Okay. Ish, are you there?
Gary.
Did I lose Ish?
Hey, Gary.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary. You there?
Yes.
I'm looking for Israel Robles. Did I lose him?
Hello. Gary.
Yes.
AJ. Come on.
Okay, you're not Ishmael Robles. I'm looking for Ishmael. They hang up.
Gary.
Yes.
It's AJ. Come on.
Hi, AJ. Hear me out. How are you?
I'm here.
Okay.
It's like,
God bless
you.
I'm looking for Ishmael Robles.
There was a lot of women.
Hang up?
In the 70s.
I know I do.
There's a lot of women in the 70s that didn't get credit.
And you tell me, Karen was on the line. I guess she's not on the line yet. Let's talk about Karen in a minute. Okay?
Oh, my God.
You know Karen Eder Herman very well. And she's a...
I'm sorry, I was on mute. This is Ishmael.
Oh, Ish. Hey, cool. Okay. Ish, how about Mary Powell? Mary, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Ishmael.
Hi, Mary.
Ishmael and Mary. What was it like going to the internationals? And tell me a little experience like that was back in the – that was the 70s you guys went?
Yes. Yes. I don't remember which year, but yes. I was very scared. I'd never been on a plane before, and my instructor, Ed Daniel, had told me somebody named Ishmael Robles was going to go with me. And so I was always very thankful for that and felt safe, obviously. But yes, I needed a chaperone.
Did you watch Israel fight? Did you get to watch him fight?
Oh yeah, he was. I mean, just so quick, so incredible. I mean, just so fast.
Well, talk to me. Tell me what he was like back then. I know what he's like now, but what was he like back then?
I think it was so fast. Everything had so much speed to it. He could get a kick or a punch out there, and you didn't even see it.
Well, Ishmael, how good was Mary Powell?
She was awesome. I've always been impressed with her. She's tough. She's tough.
Well, thank you.
What do you think, Mr. Robles, having all these women on the air together? It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's nice, I guess.
And I've got your old animal friend, George Minshew. I got you guys together. Yeah. Well, you know, I got to bring up a great. There's all kinds of women, but we were influenced by a lot of women, and these women are on the air tonight. We're influenced by them. Now, there's some newer women I want to talk to. For instance, Christine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Christine. Okay, you got to actually go to Europe and got to represent America in the Waco Games and everything. Tell us what experience that was and what year it was. And hello, Don Rodriguez, if you're not on the air. Tell your husband.
Yeah, he's not on right now, but
okay, well, give him my love.
Not,
tell me what it was like representing America.
It was in 90 was the first time I went in Venice, and then I went on 91 and 93. And after my first time there, I mean, I felt like it was the closest thing to the Olympics, you know, for us, for sport karate. And it was just amazing being able to have the national anthem play behind you and get your medals. And, you know, I won a gold in forms fighting and weapons in 91, and a lot of the countries were, you know, talking about me and saying, you know, that, oh, it's a fluke thing and, you know, it could never be done again, which just pissed me off to go back and do it again, which I did. So,
good for you.
You know, I think the other countries, even today, you know, we talk about how women were treated, you know, many years ago here in the States, but, And I still think we still need more equality with women and men in sport karate. But the other countries, there's a lot of the other countries where the women, regardless of the sport, you know, just in general, the women have to walk behind the men, and you know, they have to have their face covered, and you know, so there's a lot of traditions in some of those countries that are really, you know, really open your eyes that it's not as bad as that over here, but, you know, we still aren't at 100% equality.
Right. Well, you know, you're a great champion, you're a great instructor, a great judge, and a great role model. And, you know, I really appreciate your friendship and Don's relationship and what you guys have done for sport karate with the Ocean State Nationals. And you're just an amazing champion. And I'm going to go right into my ex-teammate, Butch. Butch, you still there or are you awake? Butch?
No, I'm right here.
Okay, you guys are awful quiet except for AJ. AJ, I love you, AJ. You put me in my place. And George,
hey,
I need your input.
Exactly.
I'm talking
Gary.
About your wife. Yes, sir.
Gary, there's no way that someone can put you in your place.
Sir, say that again.
I said there's no way someone can put you in your place.
No way I can do what?
No way someone can put you in your place.
Oh, yeah, they can. Well, anyway, I want to talk about Chris Minshew for a moment. And Tammy Whalen and a friend of mine who, I don't know if she got on there or not, her name was Carrie Morris. You guys fought on a team back in the year of
That's
in the 90s,
right.
I believe, the NBL. Pardon?
Temporary, you know, honorary Texan that day.
Cool.
You'll always
is this Carrie?
Welcome to us, Tammy.
You know, and
is
I love
Carrie?
All my Texas Texans. I love them. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Okay.
You'll always be a Texan to
is
George.
Is Carrie on the line? Is Carrie here? Carrie Morris? Okay. I got Tammy Webbing and Chris Minshew, the two of the three of people that fought on that team that day. Tell me about that experience fighting in the NBL, girls. And Linda Piguzzi, throw your two cents in too. NBL was one of the sport karate leagues in America. They're not as strong now, but you know, you guys were
the
champions at the time.
Yeah, back in the '90s it was awesome. And you know, I personally loved that day fighting on the Texas team. That was one of the highlights of my fighting. So Carrie was awesome. She was shocked that I recognized her a couple years ago. Chris and me have always had a good connection. I always say anybody, you know, and for me, in order to beat Chris, you got to bring a ladder with you.
Yeah, tall. Yeah, sure. Right. That's funny. Well,
yeah,
George, Mr. Minshew.
Yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to say something before I say this. Mr. Minshew, you're only a mentor to me personally, but you have a big influence on a lot of these women. I want to hear your two cents on all these women in general from the 60s all the way up to the 90s, like Miss Powell and Marianne, all the way up to your wife. Tell me your synopsis of all these women.
You know, a lot of the things that were said tonight were true. It was very difficult for women to get the respect that they had earned through their training and their skills because in the early days, it was primarily a young man's sport. No children, no women. And so to open that door and get it going was quite an achievement for the people that were fighting early on. And before I forget to say so, I have coached women's teams with Tammy Whalen on the team, and I've coached women's teams with Tammy Whalen on the other team. And I don't like it when Tammy was on the other team, I can tell you that.
I love you, George.
The women have like men, let's be honest, the women like the men, like juniors, have all come so far because, you know, in the early years, in the 60s, which, as I said, was mostly all men, I mean, the most protection anybody wore was a cup, and that was it. No mouth
Correct.
Guard, no headgear, no hand gear, no
yep,
foot gear,
yep,
no
yep.
shins.
Yep, yep.
And
yep, I
so
that.
The progression of the sport, making it safer and safer for people to participate, has been echoed with the progression of the participants in the sport. Women, for sure, are a major portion of what martial arts competitions are about now. They shine in all areas. Sparring,
okay.
Form,
you,
weapons, you know it.
How about
and,
Gary,
thank
can I just
you.
Add on to
Butch?
That?
Gary.
Sorry, what?
Can I just add on
sorry,
to that?
What? Yes, you may.
I think the point that is being missed is us women, in order to get to achieve the rank that we have achieved, we've had to battle with those men. My sparring partners were Tony Satch-Williams, Richie Bearfield, Troy Whalen.
Well, Mary Powell and Mary Ann Daniel, you guys had to fight men growing up. So, you know, Tammy, you're saying something that's old news. These women.
Right.
Mean,
yeah.
They hang heads with Jim Buten and Chuck Lovin and Phil Wyman. And, I mean,
yep.
Golly bum. There's
no,
mystery.
Wait, Gary,
well,
wait. I'm sorry, it's Marianne and her dog.
Hi, Marianne. Jap, what is it?
I think you're missing the point of what she's saying.
Women
in dojos were only taught as women. It was in the early 60s and mid 60s. And finally, George, correct me if I'm wrong. Hello, I know you were there. one of the fights that made men realize that, number one, there's a lot of women out there and they are potential customers. Number two, they have as much heart and as much love for the sport and will work their butts off just as hard. The first time I remember seeing that exemplified was a fight between Tanja Abernathy and Janet Waldron. Oh, my Lord, that was a fight.
Janet Waldron
both
was very
women have an off switch. Both women were determined. Both skilled. Oh, my God, it was a wonderful fight. But
it
seemed
to turn the tide
as far as men beginning to understand we had the same heart they did. We're just shaped different.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
George,
well,
am I right?
Thank you for putting it in my place, and I understand
the
point.
The guy got quiet.
Now, listen,
hey, Gary.
Butch Serversella, you got a question for the women?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead,
before I start, I just want to say to the prettiest woman in the world, my daughter, Leilani Togisala. So I had to give it out there since we're doing all the women tonight.
Okay.
And then, the other thing is, when it came to, like, in the 90s, Linda Puglisi was one of the top performers in the world when it came to women's. I think it was a little
She's
bit more like...
She's going to send you a check in the mail for saying that, okay?
No.
Okay.
But she was like one of the top performers that I did not want to compete
in. I agree, but ask a question, buddy. You said you had a bunch of questions for the women. Ask one question for the women. I mean, come on, think about it.
I got a good
Who
one. I got
put
a good
all these
one.
Women together? Ask a question,
okay.
Buddy. Go ahead.
The question I have is, I always remember the first tournament that I ever competed in and what place I got. And I wanted to know the first tournament that you ever did and what place that you got it in and what place did you get?
Actually, this is Linda. I competed my first 6 weeks in karate and as a white belt, and I brought home two second places. Yeah, for sparring and kata.
You still have the trophy?
No, I don't. I have pictures of them.
Oh, cool. That's just as good. Okay, AJ, you there, buddy? AJ. AJ.
I'm here. I don't know where AJ's at, but.
Okay, well,
he might
Dean.
Not.
Dean, ask a question for the ladies. You got a question to ask, a universal question. You ask all these ladies, and it's kind of like a free-for-all. They can answer it once or just ask a question, buddy. You got one for them?
Okay. I got to hang on. I got to think. I'm oxygen deprived.
I want you to ask a question.
Hey, listen. This is worse than politics. You got to be very careful with the question. You can't just be throwing stuff out there like you do, getting all
Look,
crazy.
All these women, even the ones that are going to get on there, like Phyllis and Malia, they got relationships for me. And so they know that.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
Go ahead.
I hadn't been able to get on here and give you a hard time working on the movie stuff.
Well, I understand, but these women are tough, man. Going back
and I don't know. I hadn't got to hear all the questions that's been asked, but I just want to maybe I'll just ask because you know I have daughters. All my daughters are very good martial artists, NBL world champions and stuff. You know, and you know all the way on America's Got Talent. So let me just ask the women, you know, stuff I ask them, how do you feel about the difference in some of the respect that the men get when your martial arts skills are ever been as good, if not sometimes way better, and in most cases way better, because I try to tell people all the time, I train male fighters, they get tired or they get hurt, they go back to this wild swing.
Hey, Wolverine, keep it.
Yeah.
Wolverine, Kiss, keep it simple, stupid, okay? Ask
hey,
simple
listen.
Questions, buddy.
Okay? Simple, bastard. Listen, I'm a patriot.
You're going to have
me play. George,
I learned that from George.
Okay,
keep
okay.
It
okay.
Simple.
That's my question right there. That's my question.
Okay, keep it simple. Keep it simple. Go ahead, girls, answer the question, wherever the hell
I've got
goes.
One for him.
Okay, that's Marianne.
Yes,
I'm Marianne Daniel. You got a question for the Wolverine? Don't do that. We'll be on the show all night. I don't want to do that.
Got an answer
okay,
for him.
What's your question?
I'll
Marianne.
Try to talk
on this
fast
show too.
Than
I'm
normal. listen to me.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
The heart in the women's ring and the heart in the men's ring is no different.
Right.
And you're an idiot if you think they are. And I'll tell you why. We're all teammates.
Exactly. Hey,
it
look,
makes
you know, tell me, I agree. I think the women are tougher than the guys and just as tough. I got all daughters. So let me tell you, I don't discount anything the women can do. That's one thing I don't do.
I tell you what we can't do. Is a 200-pound man and a 110-pound woman is totally different. And that's more your street stuff. Now, she may outpoint him or this, that, and the other, but I hope to God the referee's fast as lightning.
Right.
Yeah.
You catch my drift.
Good point.
Well,
you know, fight crowds did a thing, and they had a guy.
We never wanted to be part of
the
men's ring.
Throw a punch, and then they had the 140-pound women's boxing champion throw a punch, and she had more power than the super heavyweight male fighter from the UFC.
No, she must have caught him right.
Wolverine.
Well, they didn't fight each other.
They
just
beat on the given state.
I've got to ask some questions here, okay? Please.
Gary.
These are from emails. Okay,
Gary.
Ms. Minshew, Chris
Gary.
Minshew, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what was it like being married to one of the greatest coaches and mentors in sport karate and being the champion that you was? I mean, come on, you guys been together how long now? At least a year or two, right? How long have you been
girlfriend? 35 good years.
Okay,
but
35 years. Now, come on now.
You've
been coached by him from day one. What was it like? Tell my listeners what was like being coached and being married to George Minshew. What was that like?
Well, that's what I was going to say. As I was listening to all the women and in the early years, they must have done a wonderful job of paving the way because, you know, when I started in the mid 80s and 90s, I've never felt that or rarely felt that. You know, starting here in Texas, and I don't know if that's because of my coach or I was oblivious, but, you know, the respect for the women's that I could see was there most of the time. So
I want to get back to George. I want to get back to Mr. Minshew. What was it like being coached by the animal that Mr. Minshew is? I mean, I know I was coached by him and I worked for him, but. You know, I know how great it is, but I don't want to say it. I want you to say it. How?
Yes.
But if you can say it, okay.
I just knew that if I listened to, because he's just a great coach, he could see so much. And if I listened and I did what he said, I could hear and see what he wanted me to do. I knew it was going to be a good point and a good win. He just could see so much.
Cool.
And
answer.
He could break
well,
down.
I got to ask Marianne the same thing. Marianne, as a daughter under one of the great legends, Ed Daniel, who always hung out with, if I'm not correct, everywhere that Alan Steen went, it was Ed Daniel. So what was it like being the daughter of one of the great karate legends of America, Marianne?
It was not for sissies.
Are you a sissy?
It's not for sissies, no. I got to see some wonderful things because I started karate when I was about 8. and I was fascinated with it and just begged to go every time he started out the door with his ski bag. His instructor was Johnny Nash, and after a few lessons, Johnny offered to give Dad his money back.
But I remember Johnny Nash. He's from Strong Room.
Yes,
right,
it's truth. Yeah. Dad had worked right. out with wrestlers, and so he was used to running up and grabbing people, which it would be very bad anyway because of his size. But
Ed Daniel was a short man, right?
Oh, yes. He's mon petit.
Yeah.
But
he's short like me and George.
What Dad would do to me.
Yeah.
He would refuse to acknowledge my existence from the time we got in the truck to go to a tournament till the time we got home.
Wow.
If I started to walk up to him to ask a question, he walked away from me. Mary was there.
Wow.
And about 5 years ago, my husband and I were sitting there having coffee with him. And I told my husband what he used to do to me. And Dad said, well, you know, I just did it to piss you off. And
okay,
well, sir, it's been 50 years and I'm pissed off.
Marianne, listen to me. Okay, you said piss and Miss Vicky said ass. And we can't talk about religion or politics or cuss on the radio show.
We can't.
Listen, Karen, Vicky, Tammy, and Linda, I got a special question to ask you guys. Now, Karen and Vicky are on the East Coast, and Linda and Tammy, you're on the West Coast, and Butch, you throw your 2 cents in.
That's right.
Okay, what was the main difference between the East Coast and West Coast fighters? And George, if you experienced watching those people fight back then, what's the difference between the West Coast and East Coast? Which one is the, girls, tell me, what do you guys think the big difference is?
Okay, so I have fought on both. And the one thing that I liked about the West Coast and they took away from us was the groin kick. That
Where's
was
the groin?
Actually my...
Where's it at on the body? What are you talking about? What groin are you talking about?
That was my specialty that even the men in my dojo feared. But once I got over to the East Coast, it was a different level of fighting. There was a lot more kicking and lifting up that leg. So, you know, both ways are good. They're both, you know, they were talented.
Oh, you're just being diplomatic and political, Tammy. I love you, honey. Come on, Karen. I know you got some balls on you. Okay, I can't say that. I'm sorry. Okay. Karen, tell them what the difference is. Vicky, Miss Vicky Morrow, tell them between East and West Coast. Is there a difference? Or are you guys animals?
Go ahead, Vicky.
I told them to do it earlier.
I would say the difference was that the girls from the West Coast were scared of us. We were so mean and we were so tough.
maybe not.
Christine, you feel that way? You feel
I've never
that
been
you
scared
intimidated
of anybody.
People?
No. We ain't scared here on the West Coast. No.
Can you guys see I'm trying to start a fight?
Gary,
I'm trying to start a fight. Can you see it?
Gary,
that's okay. None of them wanted to come to Texas.
Gary,
I was there. Not only did I come to Texas, but I joined the team. Boom.
Who's hollering my name? Who's hollering my
name? Gary, that's me, Butch.
Oh, hey, Butch. Go ahead.
Hey, I think Linda could agree, when it comes to when you fight on the East Coast, there's a lot of running going around, and you get a lot more tired than you are on the West Coast. You know what I mean?
Christine, throw in your 2 cents, honey, because you fought everywhere. What do you think?
The same thing as far as with the groin kick out in the West Coast and everything, but I think on the East Coast, we were, you know, kicking all the time. You had, you know, me and Pedro Xavier and Billy Blanks and, you know, coming up in that era where we would, you know, really focus on flashy and fancy kicks and head kicks all the time. So when I'd go out to California, everyone would remind me, you know, you have to deal with don't be kicking them in the head because they're going to kick you in the groin. And I just never changed my fighting strategy. I just, you know, stayed the same, same way. Just make sure you kick fast to the head and you won't get kicked in the groin, you know. But
right.
Where's
that
the groin
difference
on a woman anyway, George, Mr. Minshew,
yes.
Where's the groin on a woman anyway when they get 2 points?
Say that again, what?
I said, Mr. Minshew, when a woman gets kicked in the groin, where is it? I don't understand how they get 2 points for kicking a woman's groin. I don't understand.
Right?
If you think for even one moment that I'm going to go there, you do not know me.
Okay. Well, listen, I got to take a minute, guys.
May I be of assistance?
Hey, guys, listen to me, please. I got to take a minute, and I got to have a – okay, I got to do a couple things, okay? Please, everybody stay on the air. This is very important. This week, we lost a very good friend of mine and a great competitor in sport karate. His name was Jerry Prince. He was Keith Vitale's black belt. So I would like to give a 30-second tribute to my friend of silence, and then also a 30-second silence to Mr. A.J. Perry's friend. A.J., did you come back or are you leave the air? A.J.? Okay, we'll do it. Even though he's not on there. This is for AJ's friend and for Mr. Jerry Prince. Let's have a few seconds of silence, please. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was Mr. AJ Perry's dear friend and all of our friends, Mr. Jerry Prince. Who was from Columbia, South Carolina, and was Keith Vitale's black belt. Well, this has been an exciting, exciting show with all these women. Well, I want to ask the guys, 1 second, Mr. Robles and Mr. Minshew and Butch, and, well, you know, have I got Dr. Lee, are you there by chance? Dr.
Lee? Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening.
Okay, great. Dr. Lee, I'm going to give you 2 minutes to talk about the holograms to all these beautiful women. And Mr. Minshew, Mr. Robles, so they can get excited about our project with the hologram. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. First of all, I want to say your show was phenomenal. Having all your guests there, I was listening and very excited.
We're not
and
over yet. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
but
ahead.
The program is very good. I was very exciting. In regards to our program, our excitement continues to grow with SetVR as a platform to practice one's skills against an attack. A hologram, a computer-generated person in virtual reality to improve muscle memory, to develop a reflex response to a stimulus, and to practice to avoid an attack through angular, linear, and circular movements for neutralization. We are planning to implement our metric system whereby you can keep track of your self-defense progress as you continue to practice and improve your skills. Train your muscle memory and build your reaction speed while developing a reflex response. Our program is portable, whereby you can practice anytime, anywhere. Please continue to visit us at our website at setvr.app. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Lee. For everybody who's never met Dr. Lee before, he's on the front line during this thing we're dealing with in America. Plus, he helped develop this hologram, which the museum is going to be able to build portals for Mr. Steen and Mr. Stone and Mr. Burleson, and it's going to be an incredible adventure for all the history generals. But all the ladies, it's hard to talk to you at the same time, but I want to tell you something. I'm so proud of the relationship that you guys are with America and the people have, like people like Mr. Robles and Mr. Minshew and Mr. Perry And Mr. Piles, you really care about the women competitors. I want to thank them for just putting their 2 cents in. And a big shout out to Hunter Jesse Bowen, who normally speaks at my show, but he let the women do the show tonight. But I got to say something. For the women who we didn't get to get on the air, but I talked to them, Malia the Capitalist, Karen Eden Herman, Phyllis Ebbett, Linda Denley, and Regina Thompson.
Daughter's calling.
Pardon me? Who's this? Who is this? Who's this?
Your daughter's calling.
Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, for the women that I just mentioned, Karen Eden Herdman, Ms. Linda Denley, Regina Thompson, and Phil Sessions, the women that didn't get on the air tonight with me, I miss you guys. And for the other women, all the other ladies, God bless you. Ms. Darlene McPherson, too, who was supposed to be on the air. We miss you guys. And that just gives you an example, ladies and gentlemen, the power,
Professor?
Empowerment of women in the martial arts. Yes, Mr. Gary.
Professor?
Yep.
Yes, who's this?
Hello. This is Chelsea in Texas.
I said you for last because there's a reason. Now, Chelsea
oh, okay.
Clark. Okay, yeah, see, I'm being jab-slapped by all the women. I love it. Okay, Chelsea Clark.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about you for a minute. You're one of the young historians. You've been around a long time. But you work for Mr. Norris, or Chuck Norris, and we're honoring him this year in July 10th and 11th on an internet visual platform. Now, Chelsea, you work with kids every day, and you work with this pandemic, and you work with, you know, Kickstart. What's it like working with Kickstart and all those kids and passing on, you know, karate to that generation? How tough is it?
It is pretty wonderful, honestly. I love karate, and it changed my life. And to get to give that gift to more people is absolutely incredible. And I have to say a big thank you to all the other women on this call and all the other women that came before me, because you made it possible for me to grow up and know I could be a fighter and know I could be strong and tough. And I was able to look up and see you when I was discouraged by the people in front of me. So thank you for that. And my students are going to be the next generation of that. So I'm excited.
Well, you're sweet, Chelsea. And we see Chuck telling that Mr. Minshew and Mr. Robles and AJ and everybody. I mean, come we say hello, because he's 80 years old now, right?
Don't forget me.
Yes, I will give him a hello from everybody. He is 80 years old for sure.
Okay. Well, I'm convinced. Hey, who was this? Carrie?
I've got a funny story on him if anybody wants to hear it.
Go ahead. This is Mary Ann Daniel, right? Ann Daniel's daughter. Go ahead, Mary Ann. Go ahead.
When I was a kid, Chuck would come in February for Allen's tournament. And Dad always had a bunch of people over. And I'll tell you something. My brother and I had wonderful manners, but Chuck has the most wonderful, natural, southern gentleman manners I have ever heard. Unfortunately, my mother heard them. And for a month or so after every February, if you will just grow up to have manners like that, I will have done something right. Well, the next man I met with manners like that, I married him, and I was married to him 43 years.
Well, we're sorry for your loss.
Well, no, he's one of the great ones. Dad is so proud of Chuck. And I am too. We all are.
We're proud of your daddy. Mr. Minshew, throw in a couple, and you too, Mr. Robles. Tell me what you think about Mr. Daniel. What kind of fighter was he?
Well, now, Gary, you know that Ed Daniel was big.
No,
Ed
I want to hear it from a legend. I know what he's like, but I want to hear it from a legend like Mr. Robles and you.
I'm still here.
Hello, Ishmael.
Hi.
Well, what kind of fighter was Mr. Daniel? Rough and tumble, blood and guts.
I saw Mr. Daniel fight twice. And the very first time I saw him fight was just a front something.
Yep.
And it was very interesting because Joe Lewis was there. And Joe Lewis and he had a fight before. Everything stopped.
Lightweight divisions were going.
And everything stopped so that everyone could go see Joe Lewis and Ed Daniel.
Yep.
And it was amazing.
Yep.
It was amazing.
Yep.
Ed's a tough guy. Joe was a little bit quicker. But Ed was
you know what, Mr. Robles?
He was a wonderful man.
You know what, Mr. Robles? This is really exciting.
That was after Dad's stroke.
Yeah, I know that.
That he got back in with Joe.
Actually, Mr. Robles, last year.
Yeah, I remember. I was there.
I received Daniel's black belt that he wore that night and Mr. Harrison's black belt that he wore that night. Joe Lewis.
You're talking about 1970, aren't you, Gary?
That was a long time ago.
But I have their black belts that they wore that night, Mr. Robles.
Anyone know what happened to Victor Moore?
Well, Victor's in
North Carolina. He was middleweight that fought Jim Harrison the same night Dad and Joe got together, June 20th, 1970.
Yeah, and Jim put staples in his head, right, Mr. Mitchell? Staples in his head.
When Jim was fighting Victor Moore, they brought Jim over the corner between rounds and got a medical staple gun and stapled the stitches in his eyebrow. And
I believe
back
it.
Out he went.
Yeah, that was a long time.
Jim
now,
would have
ladies,
fought whoever tried
ladies,
to stop
ladies,
him.
All the ladies, listen to Gary Lee for a minute. Have any of you ever had stitches before? Any of you ever had stitches before in a tournament? Any one of you ever had stitches before?
I have.
Yes, of course.
Sure.
Mary Powell?
Yes. No, Linda. Broken finger, broken nose, stitches, broken arm.
I'll bet everyone.
Christina fighting in Europe? Did you get hit pretty hard in Europe?
Yeah, I mean, guys. Get hit hard, but no injuries like that. I mean, I think I kind of push that to being a kicker. I keep people away from me, so I'm not getting hit in the face.
Well, like George, like Mr. Mary just said, there was we didn't have anything on our hands or our feet at the beginning.
Yes,
so
right.
I got hit. You got cut for stitches.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Weren't you thankful at the invention of shin guards?
Yeah, when I first started, we didn't wear any gear either, and fighting the guys like that was,
gear. Scary. We don't need no stinking gear. Gear. We don't need no stinking gear.
I had stitches in a Japanese hospital.
Yes, ma'am.
I looked down. I had arms like a monkey,
so I didn't get hit in the face.
Hey, everybody.
That's why George, in the old days, would always have a medical kit with him, with band-aids and tape in it for people.
Ed cured you.
Gary,
yes, ma'am.
Gary.
Yes, who's this?
This is Butch.
Hey, Butch.
I just wanted to touch bases back on, you know, like being coached by a man or a woman, you know. If there were, like, you know, when I was growing up, and you know, when I was in my competing days in the 90s, when it came to someone like Christina or Tammy or Linda, you know, respect, when it comes to respect, you see it when you see another competitor. And when it comes to those women like that, I would have loved them to be my coach. And I was, you know,
good point, because there were some great women coaches out there, without a doubt. Well,
yeah, I think there's
a lot. Listen, guys, we've been on the show for about an hour and a few minutes. I promised Malia that I would tell the story real quick. When I first came to America, I got knocked out by a girl. It was a kung fu woman who was disguised as a kung fu, but she was actually a black belt. Kyokushin, and the sifu tricked me, and I was barehanded. I was 14, and I got knocked out by a woman. Maybe that's why I treat you guys and love you guys so much. And, you know, kung fu with kung fu, but still, she was a Kyokushin Kai black belt. That's why I got knocked out. But, you know, I don't brag about it, but I take a lot of pride getting knocked out by a woman before
That's
I got
awesome.
Knocked
That's
out by somebody else
I
in
like
the mainland. You know? Yeah. But listen, guys, I got to get off the air.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. And if you want to listen to it, you can go to AMAA Radio on Google. And everybody, you know, everybody, from, I mean, come on, Vicky, Karen, Miss Minshew, Linda, Tammy, I mean, golly, everybody, Mary Ann, Daniel, Mary Powell, I mean, everybody, golly bum, I thank you so much, Carrie Moore.
Love you,
Mary.
Yep,
I mean, you guys don't know the attitude.
Hey, thank
of,
you, everybody.
Yeah, really. The attitude of putting 100 women, black belt women, together a few years ago, we made history. And then roasting Malia the Castus as the first woman, the living legend, we made history. And you guys, every one of you, whether you're from East Coast or West Coast or in between, you made history. George, any last words, since you're my mentor and my best friend? Any last words?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Gary Lee is one of the bravest guys in America to have this many, not only this many people, but this many women on at the same time and saying, okay, well, hang on just a minute, let me talk. No, that isn't going to happen.
Well, you know, it's like you, Mr. Minshew. We have a relationship with them, and you happen to be married to one of them. You know, the bottom line is they're just an incredible group of people. And you guys stay safe. And remember, Living Legends will be September the 25th and 26th. And we'll be honoring Mr. Al Garza. But in the meantime, you guys stay close to the Sport Karate Museum. And remember that we really do care about you guys. And as we say every week, mahalo, aloha. Good night.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you so much.
Good night, Gary. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, Gary.
And thank you to all the ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you,
bye.
Thank you,
ladies. Bye, Chris. Bye,
great
Kim.
Hearing.
Bye. Great Talk hearing from you again. But
I've been talking to her on tech. Yeah.
Butch.
I think he left. I think everybody left.
Oh, shoot. All right. Hey, I'm sorry if I made a comment during the show.
Is that Butch?
No, I'm a friend of Butch's.
Oh. Okay. I didn't get to say hi to Butch. But tell him Tammy said hi.
I will. If I get a hold of him, I have to Facebook him.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Have a good
Thank
one.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye.